And at the Vatican today, Pope Benedict XVI called on Iraqi authorities to defend the civil rights of their Christians and protect them from the relentless violence. The Holy Father's appeal came during an audience with Chaldean bishops at the end of their ad limina visits. Emer McCarthy reports.
C'est avec grande joie que je vous accueille, vous qui êtes les pasteurs de l'Église chaldéenne.
The bishops from the Chaldean Catholic Church, born in Iraq almost 2,000 years ago, gathered around their pope Saturday, presenting him with a stole that belonged to Father Raghid Ghani, murdered together with three deacons in the city of Mosul on March 13, 2008, as he emerged from saying Mass, and the chasuble of Archbishop Paulus Faraj Rajo, also of Mosul, who was found dead in abandoned land 14 days after he had been abducted from his diocese and his people. Two gifts that greatly moved the Pope, who said they showed these men's profound love for their faith, their people, and their country, even to the point of death. The Holy Father's reflection on these two martyrs was accompanied by a renewed appeal for greater protection for Iraq's Christian community, too often the scapegoat of senseless violence and now increasingly isolated by the social majority.
Je salue leur courage et leur persévérance face aux...
I salute their courage, he said, their perseverance in the face of threat and trial. The witness they give is a sign of their strength and faith and hope. Pope Benedict also asked the bishops to help their people to overcome current difficulties and to make their presence felt within their local communities. He appealed to the bishops to press on the governing authorities that the rights of Christians are upheld, and he appealed to Iraq's Christian men and women to love their nation. The Christians who live in Iraq, reaffirmed the Pope, are full citizens with the same rights and duties of every man and woman, and there can be no distinction of religion.
Je prie Dieu pour que les hommes et les femmes aient pris de paix dans cette région.
He asked that the men and women of peace in the region join together to put an end to violence and allow everyone to live in shared security and understanding. Finally, the Pope exhorted the Iraqi bishops to greater unity, to a practice of the liturgy that follows the orientations of Vatican II, and to safeguard the spiritual life of that great Iraqi diaspora. I'm Emer McCarthy.